bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And no arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The following statement is from a bartender who claims to have worked at Hulu's reality TV house party.
So, it's 11 a.m. on a Monday and my entire stash of champagne is already gone. Derek Huff is going on about his Wi-Fi barbecue. Darcy Silva is living her best life in the photo booth. The Masked Singer is wolfing down all the catering. I can't make mimosas fast enough. And then someone spills an entire tray of food all over the floor.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
So many things to organize, so many ways to get it done during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Now it's easier than ever with clear Sterilite storage containers in tons of styles and sizes, from extra large bins to water-resistant containers and more, starting at just $1.18 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
You gotta be careful out there. The rain is coming down. The roads look terrible. Just looked out of the door. And, man, people are flying down there and say, 272-9228. Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. That's the Trump at the thing last night. I mean, it was big. It was really, really good. Standing ovation for Trump at the national championship game last night. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Just twice, I say. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to, which one?
It's going to be George, yes.
George, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, is this the Sports Talk Radio?
George, how are you, buddy?
All right, how about this? Is it the cooking show? Because I've got nuances of the sauces for calamari.
Ah, there we go. And then we did duck fat yesterday.
Anyway, good afternoon, guys. I want to tell you again, I appreciate Sorensen coming on. I had one question. I was in and out of the car, but did I miss him talking about the bombing? I know we talked about the plane crash, but, you know, they threw a bunch of bombs over there where our U.S. soldiers were, I guess, at an airport. And I don't know if he went into that or not.
We did not do that today. We did that Friday when he called in.
Well, I missed it because I love it when he's on there. I'll tell you, anytime you know in advance when he's coming, tell us. Because, I'm just, you know, mesmerized by his knowledge.
Yeah, he basically said there are a lot of misses that happened. Now, we have some later information that came out that it was a direct hit on an actual barracks, but nobody was in the barracks because they had evacuated it 2 hours before him because they knew that the missiles were coming either from chatter or from intelligence.
Well, thank goodness, because, you know, that's as serious as, I mean, as anything they've done, whether it's the oil fields or bombing that plane. You know, they were putting bombs on our soldiers, attacking our soldiers specifically, and thank goodness for the chatter. But, you know, that really upset me, and I hadn't heard quite enough about that in my mind.
It really is. We're going to get Dr. Sorensen on for an extended time. I would have had him on yesterday, but he had a briefing at Air War College he was giving on Iran, and then he had another one that was giving to a smaller group, which is why I only had him for 15 minutes today.
Well, it's a tribute to you and Joey, because he's really given his time and given a lot of people a lot of information that I want, and I don't read papers, but that I don't get otherwise.
Yeah, so, no, exactly what we're trying to do.
Well, I do appreciate that. And can I get in for the drawing for my buddy Reed? I won it once, but that's about 6 months ago.
Well, when you won it, did you call me and tell me to meet you down there?
Seems like we've had conflicting schedules.
Yeah, like you didn't call me, right? George, give me the month and day of birth.
2-1.
2-1. That's an easy one to remember.
I've got one coming up.
When?
February 1st.
You do have one coming up. I got one coming up, too.
Well, let's see if we can deal with some presents for each other. Not little trinkets. Not trinkets, okay? Or something
like
that's samples. I don't want a sample mug from your radio station. I don't want a T-shirt that says W.
Need any tchotchkes, you know.
There you go. Hey, I'll get you some of my calamari sauce.
That's a deal, buddy.
All right, man. Good to talk to you.
See ya. Good talking to you, always.
We need to get some more tchotchkes.
We
like keychains and mugs and T-shirts. We hadn't done that in a while.
Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are y'all?
Doing good. What's up?
You know what gets me is when we hear the left report on this and we're surprised that they're lying with their worldview, the end always justifies the means, and it doesn't take much research to realize that they're only supporting Iran because of their hatred of Israel. And for whatever reason, they see Israel as more of a threat to democracy than Iran.
Well, I think it's more of their hatred of Donald Trump. And it's just like his statement about the imminent attack. They parsed that down and just kept dissecting it and conflicting, because in their little feeble mind, they couldn't get it to match up because they didn't want it to match up. So therefore, Donald Trump was wrong, and he was lying again. Joe Scarborough said that on his show both days. Donald Trump again has been caught in a lie.
Yeah, well, I look at the language of the left, even when their researchers present information about declining numbers of Christians in the United States, it's like they're cheering it on and saying, well, the good news is the numbers are declining. And you're sitting there saying, good news for who? Why would a Pennsylvania researcher, Marcy Hamilton was her name, who gave an opinion on religious liberty and how it's changed in the past 25 years in a recent study. And, you know, the Obama administration introduced that whole concept of you're free to worship. In other words, there's no freedom of religion. You're free to think whatever you want in your mind, but as soon as it enters the public square, then they got a problem, because that's when it starts to infringe on their rights to do what it is they want to do.
Good point. Very good point, you. Tommy. That was quick.
All right.
Simple, to the point.
Hit and run.
Hit and run is right. Okay, let's see. I got a little, we're off by one here. So we have one left, right?
Yes.
So now Laura Ingraham's going to ask Victor Hansen. He's going to talk about the Iran nuke deal. And here's an interesting proposition that he has, that the deal wasn't really a deal. The deal was really to delay till after he left office. Now, you heard everybody say, well, while the deal was going on, everything was fine. Listen to this.
Victor, you said in this new piece of yours that the goal for the Obama administration was never to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. It was to stop them from building it during the Obama term. That's quite an accusation.
Well, I mean, if you look at what happened, if you look at the sunset clauses, meaning the different provisions built into the deal that were set to expire sometime after Barack Obama left the White House, that's very clear. It tells you what they were doing it. They were passing it on to the next administration.
That was like a hot potato, except you're dealing with nuclear potential,
Thank goodness they passed it on to Donald Trump instead of Hillary Clinton, as it turns out.
Victor, speaking of former Obama folks, your favorite Victor, John Kerry, was on television tonight, don't you know? Watch.
On the Iran front, could he bumble himself into war?
Yes, obviously he could. I mean, he almost did. It's a sad day when the United States of America has to rely on the decision of a regime that we neither like nor trust, to have them be the ones who behave somehow in a way that saves Donald Trump from his own decision.
Just so everyone understands what he just said, John Kerry, former Secretary of State, just said that Iran deserves credit for being restrained and reserved after that attempted attack on our embassy, after everything they've done to kill American soldiers, build IEDs, the terrorism throughout the Gulf region. Our former Secretary of State just siding with Iran.
Yeah, and it's not the first time, Laura. Remember that during our discussions of getting out of the Iran deal, he was meeting in a shadow capacity in Paris with Iranian officials in a way that would weaken our ability to protect our interest and get out of that flawed deal. And it's part of a larger narrative. They're really angry about the Soleimani death, but Donald Trump was very deliberate. He explained what happened. He didn't go to the White House correspondents' dinner like Obama did and joke about predator assassinations. He didn't go on the campaign trail like Joe Biden. GM is alive. Bin Laden is dead. He didn't cackle like Hillary Clinton when he said, "We came, we saw Gaddafi died." And so it's been very serious. And I don't understand this schizophrenia that targeted assassinations are fine, we can joke about them, and then all, and the Logan Act exists here and there. But if there ever was a Logan Act, John Kerry has been violating it.
Pretty good. Of course, he said, if there is a Logan Act, there is a Logan Act, it's just never been used.
Right.
It won't ever be. But this, it is becoming so apparent. And it's like the China trade deal. It's not what Donald Trump promised he would do. This is, let me tell you something. By all accounts, and when you look at the stock market today and what it's doing and why it's doing it, the unemployment numbers, they will not give him credit for anything. And they'll do something like obnoxious, like, "Thank you, Obama." There's really Obama's deal. All this is really Obama. Mm-hmm. It just amazes me that they hate Donald Trump that much that they're willing to just let things kind of go, and they're not willing to help it. And we're going to get into this. What is all the stuff that they miss? They haven't been doing infrastructure. They haven't been doing all this stuff.
And I fully admit I was a little like, oh, I hope this doesn't lead to a more massive undertaking war. When Soleimani was...
we'll never let him down on that one.
That was good. It's better than salami. I heard that, too, from Ainsley Fox and friends one morning. General Salami. But Qasem Soleimani, when he was killed, I was thinking, okay, where does this go? But seeing how it all played out, even if you're somebody who wants to bring the troops home, the whole idea of not wanting to do massive wars is you lose a lot of money, and you have a lot of people killed, and it just the human cost of that. If you can pinpoint your wars to just taking out the really bad guys, that's the idea. A big problem with war is that a lot of people get caught up in the crossfire, and you have what we call collateral damage, or citizens, civilians die. And well, if you can get rid of that, that's great.
Go ahead.
No, if you can get rid of that, that's great.
Well, I don't know if you remember in the movie The Patriot when he comes in and his guys have been captured and he's sitting there saying, tell your men not to take shots at our officers, because if you don't have your officers, you don't have leadership and of the troops. And so, The Patriot's kind of going, well, is that bad?
It's like, what do you mean?
They can be independent then. But, and I've talked about the Japanese admiral that we took out, and that changed the war. Mm-hmm. That was right before Midway, and they didn't know what to do. And they made mistake after mistake after mistake after that. I think that's what we're going to find out on the Carmory. Soleimani. Oh, man. We'll never let him live that one down. Let's see where we want to go here. Lars has got also Lee Zellin and Gates from Pensacola area. This, I was not going to do this, but it turned out a little bit better than I thought. They were both a little more on target. Gates is a little still talking points running amok. Let's listen in.
Congressman Zeldin, let's start with you. Why do you think the Democrats, especially the Speaker, she's usually smarter than that? I mean, I don't agree with her on a lot, but she's usually smarter than that. That was actually surprising even to me, and I've been in this town longer than both of you probably combined, which is scary. But what do you think?
A lot of miscalculation. We saw it really since last fall when they started this impeachment push, and there was this rush. She was tripping over herself, so desperate to rush. It's so urgent that we couldn't even provide fairness. We couldn't even provide due process to the president. And then starting 2020, starting an election year, she's coming out of the gate with a miscalculation with regards to these articles of impeachment and waiting extra long in order to send them over. A lot of miscalculations done by her. I think it's going to really pay at the polls in November. What she should be doing if she was smart, because she has all these Democrats in districts that Donald Trump won, she should be talking about delivering them wins to go back to their district. But instead, all those Trump voters have to be fuming at these Democrats who represent them, because they didn't send them to Washington to impeach the president.
We actually have stuff to do. Let me say, we have a lot of stuff that needs to be done in this country. We have infrastructure that's crumbling. Go to any major airport, compare it to a lot of airports in Europe and Asia. It's ridiculous. And they're messing around with these ridiculous investigations. Now, Gates, I want to show you what the media is saying. Some in the media are not even buying what Pelosi is now saying, which tells you how desperate it is. Watch.
She's clearly putting a positive spin on what a lot of Democrats have privately said was a failed strategy. I mean, she and Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, set out to, number one, try to get a commitment from McConnell on witnesses, firsthand witnesses, to have them testify in a Senate trial. She also said she wanted to see a resolution about, you know, how the whole proceedings would be governed. She got neither of those.
Yeah, contrary to some of the reporting we'll get into later, she's not going to get either of those. So that's a Washington Post reporter.
This is a failed strategy, and it's not that all roads lead back to Putin for President Trump. It's that all roads lead back to Russia for the Democrats in the absence of an agenda that actually works for the American people. Tomorrow morning, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats will huddle in their weekly caucus meeting, and I expect it to be more tense than a family meeting at Buckingham Palace, because you've got these Democrats in Trump districts who feel like they've been walked off the cliff. They were told that this was imminent, this was urgent, this was a clear and present danger. And then even some of the more seasoned Democrats, like Adam Smith, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, where I serve, telling Nancy Pelosi, let's get on with it. This is starting to look ridiculous. Let's transmit the articles. But it's my suspicion that that will ultimately lead to the least suspenseful trial in all of trials, because we all know that the result will be the president being exonerated because he did nothing wrong in his call with President Zelensky.
And we all know that, but the Democrats don't know that. The Democrats with the media are going to say it's unfair, that they're covering up, they're hiding something, and Trump should not be in office. And since the Republicans won't do anything, the people need to do something. They need to remove him from office. They need to be the impeachers. I promise you, that is what's going to happen. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Trying to help you make some sense out of the news that's going on. And what's really happening, the amazing thing is there's so much that's out there that is just disinformation. And they're painting a picture that actually does not exist, and they're not willing to look into the true picture, because what it'll do is this house of cards for a lot of these people, including Nancy Pelosi, will come tumbling down. You know, they're going to blame. I heard Adam Schiff do this on Sunday, is that, you know, we did our part, and the Republicans are not willing to do theirs, and shame on them. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to blame the Republicans for not doing their congressional duty, their constitutional duty. And in reality, what they did is they abused the Constitution. Here's Laura with Zeldin on impeachment, helping Biden and hurting Bernie and the Dems' hatred of Trump.
Lee, this is hurting, clearly, if this goes at any length of time. Even the last, you know, few weeks, the 3-4 weeks that this has been going on. This has to help Biden and hurt those who are going to have to stay in Washington during the Senate trial. So a lot of people think Nancy, in her own way, is putting her finger on the scale against Warren, against Sanders, and for Biden. Do you think there's anything to that?
There is. I would also add, for Biden, the one thing that would harm him is that a lot of the narrative of what this Ukraine call was about, the investigations, was this Biden family scheme in Ukraine with Hunter Biden being not qualified for this position. And I think that is one thing that would come back and bite him. And who knows, maybe that ends up benefiting someone who isn't a senator or Biden. Maybe somebody like Mayor Pete ends up benefiting from it. We'll see how that ends up playing out. But the president has been focused on an agenda. He has as a team, you got Tony Saig, Pam Bondi, Pat Cipollone. They got great people at the White House focused on impeachment. But the president himself is focused on an economy that is ripping right now. On the national security front, he takes out Qasem Soleimani, and the Democrats are so invested into hating Trump that they can't root for the Iranians, the millions of Iranians who want to pursue a new direction, and they're trying to make the president look bad and taking out Soleimani.
Trying to make him look bad. Now, really, I mean, that's what they really are doing.
Yeah, and I think we get a few months away from this, especially when the Trump campaign really gets to branding and putting out slogans. I think what most Americans are going to remember, he took out al-Baghdadi, and then a few months later took out Qasem Soleimani. He took out the two top terrorists on their list. I think that's the big takeaway. Especially if there aren't any major retaliations from Iran, a little terror attack somewhere that is in their history, they could do it, but probably not directly against the United States. So I think it's a major victory, not just for politically, but generally it's a major victory.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the next move is on the chessboard for Iran. Hmm. Are they going to go in and seize another ship? I bet it won't be a U.S. one.
Right.
And what's their next move, or do they become inert?
Well, and I forgot to mention this at all today. Did you see that the Europeans who were part of that deal have come on board now? The UK, Germany, and France are like, yeah, we're going to put sanctions back on Iran.
You're talking about on Iran because they're redoing nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. See what happened. How did that feel? How do you like me so far? I love it. Then we have one more, don't we? Yeah, we do. Lauren, this guest said, do the Bidens have anything to offer? Listen to this.
Speaking of Biden, Congressman Gates, House Intel Chair Adam Schiff, your good buddy, says that the Bidens together are really irrelevant.
Do the Bidens have any relevant testimony? And I think the answer is that they don't. There's been no factual basis for these allegations against Joe Biden to ask the Senate, do these investigations that the president fraudulently sought to get Ukraine to conduct would merely turn the Senate trial on its head. Now, that's something the president would love, but that's not a fair trial. That's a sham trial.
Listen to Joy Behar.
Yeah, boy. He's covering stuff up faster than a cat in a litter box. I mean, when you look at the Biden behavior, it is exculpatory for the president. Think about it. If the Bidens are truly corrupt, it could never be an impeachable offense to investigate corruption or to ask our friends to investigate corruption pursuant to our treaties. And so we will put that evidence on if witnesses are allowed in this trial. And we will, I think, be able to prove dispositively that this president, as he has always done, was putting the interests of the American people and the American taxpayer first. These were legitimate questions. And by the way, is there anyone who thinks that the Bidens just stopped at the Ukraine? They were running the same gamut in China and elsewhere because this is how corruption works. It's pervasive with these elements of permanent Washington.
Yeah, president has an obligation to safeguard the American people's money, and he was doing it in Ukraine, and that's one of the reasons why he was elected.
Okay, so he gets there, and he says, I want Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to do. They go, what? We're not going to do that. Well, they're the ones that are the evidence that there was corruption in Ukraine that I suspected. And I'm sure that Rudy has kind of said something to him that Trump feels pretty good about. I think that's where this is going to go. And I think he knows what John Bolton's going to say. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he knows what Mulvaney's going to say. The other two, I'm not sure that they can get. But this could be an interesting smackdown here.
And I think there's a lot to talk about, but it's really not complicated at the end of the day. I think this is just political hardball when it's all said and done. The Republicans have the votes. The Democrats have the votes in the House. They're going to say what they're going to say. Republicans will move on. We'll have an election. But I'm interested to see how exactly do we get to that final point of him being acquitted.
Well, the interesting thing is somebody pointed out on the NRA blog, they said that Donald Trump is going to do an impeachment what he did to Soleimani and others. Mm-hmm. And if you think about what happens is you make a move on the chessboard, then he's going to respond to you so severe that you're going to go, oh, crap, what did we do?
Hey, Nancy. How do you like them apples?
I mean, I really think that one reason she held it up is in fear of what could happen. But then Chuck Schumer and all these other people talking about unfairness and witnesses, and I think he's going to go, bring it on. Let's do this. Let's do this, and you're going to regret this. And he's going to come out with guns a-blazing. And imagine, we're 2 weeks and 6 days from the Iowa caucus.
I was about to say, you tie up these sitting senators and have them sit silently there as jury members. Joe Biden's the only guy really out there on the trail.
But Joe Biden's been called to testify, right. and the Dems have said, no, we're not going to do that.
Right.
So he's, you know, do you want to testify? I mean, he should be asked a million questions about that. That is not a good look for him.
No, not at all. And I think he's just going to be hurt more and more if they really.
I think all. I mean, think about it. Everybody has got something big to lose. The one person's got something big to gain. Donald J. Trump. This is like Texas Hold'em and say all in. And the people that are sitting on the other side of the table go, oh, crap. I don't have it. If I lose all these chips, I'm gone. Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The House is expected to vote tomorrow to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been meeting with Republicans on a rules package for the trial. It's unlikely there are enough GOP votes to dismiss the articles of impeachment quickly. A handful of Republican senators are also pushing for a guaranteed vote mid-trial to consider additional witnesses and documents.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Making peace in a trade war. The U.S. and China plan to sign phase one of a trade agreement tomorrow.
We've never had a U.S. trade deal of anything like this. That's the hard part. You follow me? We've never done this. This is history. That's the tough part. And that's what we accomplished. And we will move on from there.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Springtime in January continues, wet at times and warmer than normal. Today and tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. High 76 today, low tonight mid-60s. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers on Thursday, still in the low 70s. A little break in the action perhaps on Friday before another round of showers and storms comes in on Saturday. It's like an April forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, this is where we are. This David Criss stuff is back in on the radar here. So let's pick up the Sean Hannity with Molly Hemingway, and then it's going to be Stop and Go, and then Devin Nunes. They're going to be talking. There you go. They're going to be talking about this subject. What we're going to do is listen to Molly Hemingway first.
Former Obama administration lawyer who's appeared on, yes, Area 51 Roswell Rachel Maddow show to oversee the FBI surveillance reforms. You can't make this up. Sarah Carter has that breaking news.
Still defended the FBI. He played down Horowitz's report just recently, and he's continuing to write for stuff like Lawfare Blog, different blogospheres, as well as his Twitter account, going after both Devin Nunes. In fact, he accused Devin Nunes in March of 2018 of obstructing justice and said he should be charged. What's fascinating right now is that people are asking the very question that you asked. Why was he appointed? Well, I can tell you this, that senior Republican lawmakers led by Mark Meadows are going to send a letter to the judge, to Boasberg, to Judge Boasberg, demanding that Chris be removed from this oversight. And they've actually threatened that come March, when there's the reauthorization for the FISA, that they might not reauthorize it at all regarding the FISA court. So this is a very serious situation. It can change at the drop of a hat. So it looks like Dave Criss is in for a fight. It looks like the Republicans are pushing back. And come March, FISA might not be reauthorized.
And there also is concern that Page's application may not have been the only one altered by FBI officials seeking warrants to spy on Americans. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And Rosemary Collier actually pointed that out in her letter in December, Sean. She's very concerned. Remember, she was the former head of the FISC court, of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And she suggested that this wasn't the only one. And this is something that we need to look at seriously, Sean, because there are a number of people saying we need to review all of these FISA applications. And I know that Horowitz is now in charge of that, so that's something that he's going to be doing. But remember, that reauthorization comes back up in March, and if nothing changes, and if the FISA is reauthorized, then we may never get those changes. And that's what a lot of people are concerned about.
Okay. So let me tell you what the Democrats are going to do now. Months, this is going to happen in March, but if the Republicans are saying that they're not going to re-up FISA, which happens in March, the Democrats are going to say that Republicans are putting Americans at risk, trying to chase this debunked theory of XYZ. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go, and it's this fantasy theory that they have. They're putting America at risk, because they do not want anyone getting in and looking at this FISA court deal. This, the more I read about this guy and what happened here, this was a cut-them-off-at-the-pass move. This was a desperate close-the-door-before-they-can-get someone to block the door before they get to this other stuff that's here. The problem is, I don't think they can do anything about it. And this Collier, the former judge that just went out this month, and this new judge, which is an Obama appointee, this was a in-your-face move for anybody that knows about the subject. The sad part about it is when you talk about FISA and FES court and things like that, people have no clue what you're talking about. And the 702 re-up and all that. And the Republicans have got to play this right. They've got to find the folks, the Dems, that will be willing to go with them, that the FISA court needs to be really looked at and really reformed. Adam Schiff is not one of those people, by the way. Wyden in the Senate from Oregon. Is that right?
Ron Wyden, yeah.
He is definitely somebody. Yeah. I think you're getting more and more people that I would not, Mark Meadows is not somebody I would have thought would have been big on this thing. Because he's kind of like, you know, we want all the information we can get. But he's turned because it's about getting it on people you don't like. If you're a Democrat, the people you don't like, Republicans. Let's listen to Devin Nunes now.
Here with reaction, California Congressman. He is the Republican leader on the House Intel Committee, who happened to be vindicated by every single word of the Inspector General's long report. Devin Nunes is with us. Can you explain this to me? If this isn't rigged, then what else is? Because this person attacked you. You told the truth. Adam Schiff is now proven through the Inspector General report to be a liar for the 400,000th time.
Sean, you really just can't make this up. It's almost like they wanted this to happen, like they knew it was Republican, the Republicans were going to go crazy over this. I've said now a few times in interviews that it's like the court wants to get itself abolished. And so what Sarah's talking about is the 702 section of FISA that we reauthorized. It was a five-year reauthorization. That's a tool that we use to really target terrorists. The bigger problem here is that FISA itself is a law that dates back 30 years. And so we would actually end up shutting down a critical program because of the abuses that have taken place on the larger program. But I agree with Mark Meadows and others that if we're going to appoint people like this, and look, it's not just that the guy accused me of federal crimes. It's more that the guy has really downplayed this and has been an apologist, really, to the about the what has happened at the FISA court. So I just don't know. What we've read is that there were eight people that were selected as possibilities to implement these changes at the court. This guy's the only one of the eight that had this background.
I'm not particularly impressed with this guy. I mean, obviously, this would then be rigged or whitewashed, as Sarah points out here. But you even pointed out this weekend that you need look no further. This guy's mind is made up. When you look at his Twitter feed, and he not only went after you, he's gone after the president. And as you said as well, that the selection of this guy, Crisp, by the FISA court's ridiculous. The FBI lied and to help make sure this doesn't happen again. Now, where's Director Wray? And I would think if I was a judge and I was lied to and it was premeditated lying against me to take away someone's civil rights and spy on a presidential candidate, transition team, and president, that I'd want the truth told to me.
Yeah, so that's why this is going to be important. I think if Congress sends a letter to the court, and then if the court doesn't take action, I think then you know all that you have to know, which means that the judge knows exactly what he's doing. He wanted to get a partisan actor to implement these changes. If that's the case, it's going to leave us very little choice in terms of reauthorizing FISA 702.
What about Director Wray? I don't see the urgency. I want to see an FBI director to protect the 99% of great, brave men and women that make up the world's best law enforcement agency ever.
Well, I think the disappointing thing with Director Wray is that he knew what myself and Chairman Gowdy at the time, John Ratcliffe, the things that we were talking about at the time, and they really did nothing to help us. And that's, you know, I'd like to see Director Wray at some point talk to us about, you know, the decisions he made at the time, because a lot of it doesn't make any sense.
Folks, again, I'm not over-exaggerating. This is really huge. I mean, this is a move in the chessboard that there are not a lot of counter moves that you can do. The House or the Senate can't do anything to do this guy other than ask that he be removed. I guess they could go to the Chief Justice, who has oversight over FISA, and ask him to intervene in it, but he would have to be convinced that there was a major problem to do that. it is a gutsy move on their part. I mean, this was one of those moves on the chessboard that really changed how things are being done. Caller, hang on for me. Let me go to Matt Whitaker talking about David Chris.
This decision to pick David Chris is raising eyebrows tonight. Can he win over the critics and get the job done? Let's talk to former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker, who joins us. I think David Chris maybe is having an interesting night because there's a lot of blowback. Congressman Jim Jordan obviously questioning this as well. In a tweet, he says, why David Chris? He called the Nunes memo dishonest and defended the Carter Page FISA applications. Inspector General Horowitz's report vindicated the Nunes memo. Hard to believe they couldn't find someone better. Why the pick him?
No, that's true. I mean, This was a bad pick by the court, not because for the obvious reasons, but what it's going to cause is a lack of credibility of the court, not with the court, as lawyers are used to having. This is a question. The FISA court is now, anything they do and anything the reforms that the FBI implements is going to be suspect because of Mr. Chris being involved in the situation. Now, he's got a fairly impressive resume. He was the assistant attorney general in charge of the National Security Division, which is an important role at the Department of Justice. But at the same time, he's been so critical of the president, he downplayed the IG report findings. He writes for a very liberal blog. I think the court has now opened itself up to criticism that wasn't necessary if they had put somebody else that had the same credentials but didn't have as much of a partisan patina on it.
This was the position that Atkinson had, by the way, that had oversight over counterterrorist division. With Peter Strzok. Sound familiar? So let's continue on here. Matt Whitaker on David Kress' appointment in harming FISA.
And supporters of his say he's worked under Republican and Democrat administrations. They note, as you and I have talked about, that he's got a very unique resume because there are only a certain amount of people who would be able to do this job. Kenneth Weinstein, who I know, former assistant AG for national security, former FBI general counsel, said this: there's nobody who knows more or cares more about our national security processes, their effectiveness and adherence to our laws and constitution. But what the IG said, although he said, you know, he wasn't putting his finger on political bias, I mean, 17 major foul-ups, to put it nicely. Chris has questioned that, at least prior to it, saying that there was any real problem. So is he the one to fix it?
Yeah, and the real question is these reforms need to address if there was a systemic issue and not just in the Carter Page FISA. And that's something that folks are still looking at as to whether there was a problem with the overall FISA process, both at DOJ and at the FBI. So I think Mr. Chris being involved has now sort of brought credibility issues to a process that shouldn't have involved any partisan bickering. You know, the president is right, and so are the Republicans in Congress. And I think ultimately this could damage the program, which is what I care about the most, is that this is a legitimate program that is necessary and when appropriately applied is important for our national security. Mm-hmm. But now this could cause Congress to make adjustments that could weaken those powers.
You know, Dan, I've been kind of holding back over here because the emotion I'm feeling right now is anger. Anger at this choice by the court, and anger and frustration based on something you said earlier, which I think is unfortunately true, is that this doesn't get the headlines. This isn't some big sexy political moment.
No, it's not.
But I think it's one of the most important things. Yeah, the FISA court's been around for 3 decades, but the surveillance powers it now can allow with, you know, technological advances where you can get every record under the sun looking back, it should be checked. And if the court's not going to take it seriously, I won't shed a tear. I know they're kind of like, we need this tool, but we got to get serious.
Let me tell you, if Catherine Herridge was doing a story on this thing, I'd feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, when you hear her story, she's going to be talking about Saudi and Naval Air Station Pensacola. Not about this. This is right in her wheelhouse. Let me go to a break. Coming back, going to finish up some things here with Matt Whitaker. We have other stuff to finish up the last segment of the show. John DeVoe, hang on for me. Coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. When you hear the warning music, John DeVoe is going to be coming on the line.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Stop playing with it.
Okay, guys, as I said, you know what this means. John DeVoe is on the line. I want to give him 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Unless he starts doing a PSA and or wandering, which he has a tendency of doing both. Then we'll cut him loose. Let's go to the phones and go to John DeVoe. John DeVoe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, my friend. And you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to you and happy upcoming Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations to you. I was getting prepared to attend the 5 o'clock meeting of the Montgomery County Board of Education and I opened the door and I've got a neighborhood community meeting. The Board of Education meets at 5 and the community meeting, neighborhood meeting's at 3:30.
Uh-oh, you're a busy man.
So that's pretty much what my schedule's like. But, the Muslims require their women to wear a veil.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, this denomination was called they'd call them holiness churches, but today they're called the Church of God in Christ.
Right.
And so they require their women, you know, to dress, like if they're going to wear a dress, to wear it below their knees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did it for the same reason, to, you know, try to keep people, I suppose, from looking at other people's wives and daughters and stuff, you know, in a seductive or sexual way or whatever. Even though one group is Muslim and the other group is Christian, their reason for doing it is the same. It's to, you know, keep people from looking at other people's spouses, you know, in a sexual way or a seductive way.
Okay.
And so I'm sure there are a lot of things between the different religions, whether it be Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, that are like that. You know, while their, you know, way of approaching that issue may be a little different, they may do it for the same reason.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in the Bible, you know, you have the story about Abraham and his wife Sarah. And so Abraham tells the king of Egypt that Sarah was his sister instead of his wife because he was afraid that if the king saw his wife and saw how beautiful she was, that he might kill him just to get his wife. And, you know, when the king found out what he was saying, he said, well, no, listen, that's against our culture. And in our country, you know, even the king isn't allowed to do that. And
John, you've run out of time, my friend. Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Sam. Sam, very quickly, you're on the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. Final call.
Yes, Dan, real quick. I was listening to you talk about the FISA court, and this week I had jury duty. I sat as a juror yesterday and on a case here in Troy, and the process worked. But there it was. It was all documented. It was open. The whole any bit of the process can be reviewed in case there's an appeal. But it's just it's public record. And all this about the hush-hush and being covered up and quiet, it just it's been abused, and I'm glad that hopefully something's being done about it. And
couple of quick questions. Did you only do one case, or did you do multiple cases?
No. Well, they started off, there was going to be five cases, and they, you know, had to get pleaded out, and we did one case. And Dan, I really do believe that I was supposed to be there. I think I was in the right place at the right time, and we helped someone, and I believe that justice was served, and I feel really good about it.
Were they found guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm just saying I think it was just
an interesting process to watch.
Interesting process. That's it. The process.
I am really surprised at what a poor job some DA attorneys do, and they're not prepared for it. I was in one, and I watched the lawyer from the DA, he was sitting there reading for the first time something that somebody had written. And I was on with a friend of mine who happened to be an attorney, and we were talking, he doesn't practice law, he sells cars. But it was embarrassing to watch it. Sam, I got to go, buddy.
Yes, sir. Love the show.
Thank you. Joey?
Yes.
Thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. And from what Rose told me, I need to paddle to my car so I can go home. But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Greg Budell, the Great. I'm going to keep doing this till I get it right. Yes. Greg Budell, the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.